T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Her story just came out a little bit ago. Gerald McCoy's visit with the Browns went great, and he could sign here after visiting the Ravens Tuesday, source says. That's the headline. Mary Kay, how you doing? Good info in the article here. What is the latest on McCoy? Is it that the Browns wanted to sign him today? Is that correct?
Yes, they tried to sign him before he left town today. But he wanted to honor that commitment to go visit the Ravens for a couple of reasons. Number one, they did have the number one defense in the NFL last year. And then also, he's very close with Joe Cullen, also a former Browns assistant coach. But Joe Cullen, the D-line coach of the Ravens, coached him in Tampa. He's got a great relationship with him. So he had this previous commitment, and he wanted to honor that. And also, of course, as everyone knows, it's better to have two teams vying for your services than just one.
When you say that he wants to honor the commitment, that makes me think like, yeah, he's going to sign with the Browns. He just wants to pay them the respect of going there. Is that how it feels? Or do you feel like, hey, he might go to Baltimore Tuesday and get wowed there and sign a contract?
Well, you never know how things go.
Sure.
I know he had a great visit here. He really liked what he heard. He actually came to town last night. Hmm. This thing started last night. Now, when I heard he left at 4:30 today, I thought, oh, that seemed kind of short to me. I figured he'd stick around and have dinner with them. Well, that actually happened last night. He had dinner with club officials in town. So this was a good long visit. They got to know each other very well. And, he left here with very, very good vibes about the Cleveland Browns. I think he's very intrigued about playing with Myles Garrett, Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson, those guys being 4 Pro Bowlers. And I think you guys know about the stat about that's very rare for that to happen on a defensive line. But he will go to Baltimore. Now, the thing is, as we all know, sometimes, the thing that happens most recent in your mind can seem to be the most exciting thing. So the Browns have to hope that they knock his socks off while he was here and that the Ravens don't do a better sell job on him on Tuesday.
So do we know exactly what happened on this visit? I mean, it sounded like they rolled out the red carpet for this guy. And how long was he here? You said he was here last night.
He got into town around 7 p.m. last night, and they had dinner somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where yet, but they had dinner somewhere. And I know there were personnel executives there and maybe some coaches too. I don't know exactly yet about that. But then they spent the day at the facility. They watched film and things like that. I don't know if he really got a chance to visit with any players because most of the guys mm-hmm. are gone for the weekend now. So I don't know if that happened or not. But he felt really good about it. And he left here with a better vibe about playing for the Cleveland Browns than he had when he came in. He's also got Odell Beckham Jr. lobbying for him. He's a former Sooner, as is Baker Mayfield, so there's a connection there. So I actually think that, this is something that could happen if the Ravens don't, swoop in there and steal him away.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, we played a clip from you on earlier on the station. And I disagreed with something you said, and I just wanted to kind of clarify and discuss it with you because you said that you don't want to spend too much money because Gerald McCoy, we don't know how many snaps he's going to take. And my thought was, like, the cap's not an issue. It's a one-year contract. What does it matter ultimately if they spend a little more? Like, what I'm saying is with 3 good defensive tackles, they'd probably be more effective taking 40, 50 snaps each as opposed to just 2 good ones taking 60, 70. Don't you think? Or no?
Well, yeah, the point that I was trying to make, and it's not that I don't think that they should pay him that amount of money, it's that I don't think the Browns wanted to pay him upwards of $11 or $12 million, and I don't think they ultimately will have to do that. In my story, I mentioned there is a team that has offered him $11 million, but it's a team that's not poised to make the playoffs, and that's a priority for him. he really wants to make the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. So he would be willing to take a little bit less to play for the Cleveland Browns, maybe the Ravens too, because he wants to make the playoffs. This is not all about the money. Of course, it will be somewhat about the money. But my point earlier was that I just didn't think the Browns wanted to do an $11 or $12 million thing, and I ultimately don't think they will have to.
Okay, fair enough. But do you agree with the other part of that or disagree that you know, as good as they are now, their defensive line, they don't really have any quality backups, right? I mean, especially a defensive tackle. I mean, I guess Trevon Coley would be their third best defensive tackle. I love the idea of having three good defensive tackles to rotate and keep them all fresh.
I think this would be a tremendous signing for them. Yeah. I mean, to have four Pro Bowlers, to have a guy like that, not only what he brings to the table, just from experience, wisdom, Pro Bowls, all pros, but he is an absolute gem off the field, a great community guy, a great leader, just dynamic. I think he would be so good for the young guys on the line, Myles Garrett. I think he would be an instant leader and just bring the kind of impact you're looking for on that side of the ball.
Mary Kay Cabot is with us. Mary Kay, where is Odell Beckham these days?
Well, I think he's still out in L.A., and you know, and I still do find it somewhat unfortunate because, you know, they have installed most of the offense. By next week, the 8 installs that they've been doing will be complete. By the second day of OTAs next week, the whole entire offense will have been installed. And as you guys know, Odell was only there for one of those. So I just do find it kind of curious. I don't really understand it because most of the guys, when you look around the league that aren't at OTAs, are either in some kind of a contract squabble or they want to be traded or something like that. So I really don't understand it. Maybe when he comes here for minicamp or whenever he's coming next, maybe he will be able to explain it a little better.
Yeah, I get what you say. I've said all along on the Odell thing that, of course, we'd all rather him be here. I don't think in the long term it's a big deal. I don't think if the Browns lose games during the regular season, it's because he wasn't in OTAs. But, yeah, when you're new to the team, especially in your first year, and you're trying to develop chemistry, it's certainly, if we all had our choice, you'd want him here rather than not be here.
Right. I think everybody's in agreement. Most people are in agreement about that, including Freddie Kitchens, who's 100% on record as saying, sure, I would love to have him here. But actually, you know, there is a method to Freddie's madness, and that is he understands that Odell is still trying to come to grips with this move, with living in, you know, living in Cleveland, being in Cleveland, and he wants him mentally ready to be here. So he's dealing with it. He's accepting it because he knows that he has to get Odell Beckham Jr. trusting him and on his side.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Yesterday, obviously, they, you know, did the big announcement for the draft coming to Cleveland. How much of this bid was, I mean, was this all about the city and the Browns were kind of along for the ride, or were they a big part of getting this done?
Oh, they're a huge, huge part of getting this done. And, of course, David Gilbert, you can't say enough about what he means to the city of Cleveland and what a great job he's done of bringing these sporting events. But the Browns are an enormous part of this, and Jimmy and Dee Haslam have become, you know, big movers and shakers in the league, and you know they're working very hard on all this sort of thing, and they had a large role in this.
Mary Kay, we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks
for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, with the latest on Gerald McCoy. She says the Browns still very much in the mix. They wanted to sign him today.
Courtesy, he's going to go to Baltimore.
Well,
right?
But you never know.
No,
a guy goes somewhere else.
They can woo him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.